Hello there, and welcome to this week's Orlando Holiday Planning Podcast News, bringing you all the latest news from Walt Disney World and Universal Orlando. I'm recording this on the 12th of August 2024, and today there's only one thing to talk about, and that's the tons of news at D23. So please stand clear of the closing doors, keep your hands and arms inside the podcast at all times, and let's get on with the show. On Saturday, August 10th, Disney Parks, Experiences and Products hit the stage at D23 for the Disney Experiences Showcase. They spent nearly 3 hours sharing some super exciting news about what folks can look forward to at Disney Parks and Resorts, plus some cool updates for Disney Cruise Line in the near and distant future. Let's start at the most visited theme park in the world, Magic Kingdom. What if it doesn't end with a fairy tale? Get ready! Disney just dropped the news about a new Villains Land coming to Magic Kingdom Park. This place is going to be all dark and twisty, featuring two big rides, plus spots to eat and shop. My guess is that this will be around the back of Frontierland and Fantasyland. They haven't given us a specific timeline yet, but they're definitely working on it. There's a brand new spot coming to Frontierland at Magic Kingdom, all based on the Cars movies. They're adding not just one, but two awesome rides. One's going to be a super exciting race through the mountains, and the other is more family-friendly. They're kicking off the construction in early 2025, but we don't know when it'll actually open yet. And now something we do have a date for, and it's pretty soon too. Get ready for a fresh nighttime parade called Disney Starlight. That's hitting Magic Kingdom Park in summer 2025. With some cool tech and a sprinkle of magic from the Blue Fairy, you'll see characters from Peter Pan, Frozen, Encanto, and a bunch of other favorites. We just got another peek at the Pirates of the Caribbean Lounge that's set to open in Magic Kingdom in 2025. It's going to be in Adventureland, and we'll continue the story from that classic ride. But that's not all. There's also a lounge themed after Spaceship Earth on the way to Epcot next year. And sticking with Epcot, and again, scheduled for next year, the reimagined version of Test Track. The Imagineers and folks from Chevrolet have taken a trip down memory lane to the original World of Motion, trying to capture that whole vibe of positivity for this classic ride. This will be the third version of Test Track, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the new changes. Over in Hollywood Studios, the big news is monstrous. Humans can finally check out the Monsters, Inc. world at this new spot coming to Hollywood Studios. If you've always wanted to cruise through the door vault, you're in for a treat. Disney Park's first ever suspended coaster is going to have you flying through the Monster Factory, just like in the film. They'll kick off the work on this project in 2025. Let's head on over to Animal Kingdom. There's a fresh new show called Zootopia, Better Zoogether. Launching in winter 2025 at Disney's Animal Kingdom, right at the Tree of Life Theatre, you'll get to check out different biomes from the movie, alongside Judy Hopps, Nick Wilde, and a bunch of other characters from Zootopia. But the big news there will be saying see you later, Dinoland, USA. And hey there, Tropical Americas, once you stroll across the bridge from Discovery Island, you'll hit Pueblo Esperanza, where two awesome attractions are going to be there kicking off construction later this year, and it's set to open in 2027. This cool new area will also have a huge fountain right in the middle of the village, one of the biggest quick service spots at Disney World, and a carousel with all your favorite Disney critters. There'll be the first ever ride inspired by Encanto, and it kicks off right after Antonio gets his special gift and his room transforms into a wild rainforest. Tag along with Antonio as he checks out his new digs, and you might run into some of his family members along the way. Get hyped for a fresh Indiana Jones adventure. Indy's caught wind of a legendary creature hiding out in an old Mayan temple, so naturally he's ready to dive in and explore. This ride's going to have a totally original storyline. Uh-oh, and just a heads up, snakes might be involved, but that's not a guarantee. Let's hop on over to California now. Avengers Campus is about to get a whole lot bigger with two awesome new attractions coming your way. Construction kicks off next year. In Avengers Infinity Defense, you're in for a wild ride through different worlds like Asgard, Wakanda, and New York City. King Thanos has snagged the tech that lets the Avengers hop between these places, and you'll be teaming up with them to take him down. And that's not all. There's also the Stark Flight Lab featuring the one and only Tony Stark. Yep, Robert Downey Jr. is back. You'll hop into these two-person pods and head to a test station where a robotic arm will lift you up for a simulated flight. No two flights, will be the same, so get ready for some epic adventures. Get ready for the first ever Coco-inspired experience heading to Disney California Adventure. Kicking off in 2026, it will whisk you away on a vibrant journey to the land of the dead. They're also working on the first ever audio animatronic version of Walt Disney for a new show called Walt Disney, A Magical Life at the Main Street Opera House, set to premiere in 2025. Get ready for a brand new Avatar experience that will take you to a cool water spot in Pandora, inspired by the second movie, Avatar: The Way of Water, and even the upcoming films. This awesome ride is going to be at Disney California Adventure. Also, mark your calendars for the 15th of November 2024. Because Tiana's Bayou Adventure is launching in a totally revamped Bayou country. This area will also feature the many adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Davy Crockett's Explorer Canoes, and the newly updated Hungry Bear Barbecue Jamboree. Let's set sail now with the news coming out of Disney Cruise Line that they're rolling out four new ships between 2027 and 2031. With five ships already sailing and four more on the way, that'll bring the fleet up to a total of 13. They're still figuring out the names, designs, and where these ships are going to go. The Disney Destiny is going to have a cool new stage show all about Hercules. Plus, we got a sneak peek at the upcoming Disney The Tale of Moana show on the Disney Treasure, which is set to launch later this year. Back on land, and let's head to Asia, where Shanghai and Hong Kong will both be getting Spider-Man themed rides. And finally, at Disneyland Paris, for the first time in forever, defrosting in 2026 is the World of Frozen. You'll be able to meet Elsa and set sail with Frozen Ever After, which is an updated version of the ride in Epcot. Adventure Bay will feature a Tangled teacup style ride and Regal View restaurant and lounge, along with another quick service and snack spots. Adventure Bay will also feature a state-of-the-art nighttime show featuring one-of-a-kind water drones. This new show will feature some of your Disney favorites. It looks amazing. Disneyland Park is getting a brand new and exclusive nighttime spectacular in January 2025. The show is going to have immersive projections on Main Street for the first time, which is something that's been a big hit at US resorts for ages. And of course, there'll be drones too. They'll be using all sorts of cool media and special effects to bring those classic stories and nostalgic vibes to life. Can't wait to get more info and check out this new show in just a few months. We finally got the scoop on the new land coming to Disney Adventure World. And guess what? All those rumors were spot on. We're headed to the Pride Lands in an awesome new Lion King themed area. The land doesn't have a name just yet, but it's going to have a major attraction, a super cool boat ride that will take us through the story of the classic 1994 animated film. Expect animatronics, huge sets, Pride Rock and more. There will also be chances to meet characters, plus spots for eating and shopping. No word on when it's opening yet, but construction kicks off in 2025. Well, that's all for this week. Thanks as always for listening. My name's Martin. I'm a former Disney cast member and now a full-time Disney travel planner. It's my job to make sure that you have an awesome Orlando adventure. Get in touch using the links in the show notes or visit orlandoinsider.co.uk. That's Orlando Insider, all one word, .co.uk. And one of the team will be happy to help you create some Disney dreams. Well, for now, have a magical day.